AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oh, I briefly mentioned Coldwater Cardinals softball. We will be bringing you some Coldwater Cardinals softball action in another couple of weeks. We're scheduled to broadcast their first game in the Lady Cardinal Invitational coming up on April 19th.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to bring you any softball broadcasts last year. One game was weathered out, and the other one was a scheduling snafu.
Well, hopefully Coach Tina Scheidler will have her girls ready for when we do get ready to broadcast.
They had a pretty good run last year that ended in the regional finals. Stevensville Lakeshore beat them.
Yep, and some good experience back for Coach Scheidler this year as well. So Ian Wright takes the hill for the Cardinals in inning number two.
John Carson, Wendell White, and Austin Johnston due up for the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. First pitch to Carson, swung and a miss for strike one.
Ian Wright, very efficient for the Cardinals in inning number one, through just 12 pitches. Nine of those were strikes. Starts off with an 0-2 count. It's a swing and a miss by the hitter Carlson.
11-0 Coldwater. That's 11 runs, four hits, no errors, one left for Coldwater. No runs, no hits, one error, and none left for Battle Creek Central. 1-2, the count on Carson. Swing and a miss.
Down he goes.
Harrell picks up, tosses to Mock to complete the put out. Four strikeouts now for Ian Wright.
First three were called, and the fourth one was swinging.
Marked down my scorebook as a K-2-3.
It's going to bring up Wendell White, the shortstop for Battle Creek.
11-0, the Cardinals lead here at the top of the second inning. First pitch to Wendell White, the starting shortstop, is a strike. Clouds are moving in a little bit here at Lau Field. Swing. Looks like he did get a piece of it. White did. 0-2 as the ball rolls near the backstop.
Well, Ian Wright continuing to get ahead of the hitters and being very efficient out there. Just peppering away at the strike zone.
Time called as Chuck Paradine, one of the assistant coaches for Coach Randy Spangler, comes out of the dugout to retrieve the ball and toss it back to the home plate umpire. The 0-2 pitch from Ian Wright. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Ian Wright continues his mastery of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats.
Now, I did notice that you printed out the most recent revision of the Coldwater Cardinal baseball record book, and I did remember looking at the no-hitter section. I have to ask, to make it in the record book for tossing a no-hitter, does it have to be at least five innings, or what's the rule there?
Well, I don't do the record book, but I would venture a guess that that would probably be correct, Sean. Not too many no-hitters thrown in the history of Coldwater baseball.
Swing and a foul tip by Austin Johnson.
Just seven of them.
And when was the most recent one?
1996 by Jesse Moddart. Lenny Sparks threw one in 92. Eric Swanson, who I played against, threw one in 1970. A friend of mine, Dave Faller, threw one in 1963. Mel Budd in 62. Reggie Ivey in 57. And Gary Brown in 56.
Austin Johnson struck out looking. Six strikeouts now for Ian Wright. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Coldwater leading the Battle Creek Central Bearcats 11-0 in the nightcap. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. It's sure to get warm sometime soon. Look sharp at a 2010 Chevy Cobalt LT automatic leather, 58,000 miles, just $165 per month. Bobilia also has a 2012 Nissan Sentra four-cylinder automatic air, only 37,000 miles, one owner, $209 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
11 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and 1 left for the Coldwater Cardinals. No runs, no hits, 1 error, and none left for Battle Creek Central. We head to the bottom of the second inning in the nightcap of our doubleheader. Michael Gillette, Jordan Butler, and Morgan Sims due up.
Bottom of the order for the Cardinals. Gillette playing right field, Butler the DH, and Sims in left field.
Nick Kramer continuing to take his warm-up tosses. He came in late in the first inning after the starting pitcher, Tyrone Daniels, took quite a bit of a shellacking.
Yeah, he sure did. Sorry for Daniels. Boy, you know, didn't start that bad. Gave up the base hit to Maurer. As I mentioned earlier, got Spangler on fielder's choice. Mock walked and then got the second out from Harrell. But then all of a sudden the wheels fell off and he couldn't find the strike zone.
Or as Jim Price would say on the Tigers radio broadcast, oh, those base on balls. Here, Michael Gillette takes the first pitch for a strike. Swing and a line drive speared by the shortstop White for the first out of the inning. What a terrific play.
Nice play by the shortstop White.
And it looked like it was getting away from him. He just threw his glove out. Maybe hoping to knock it down, and it lands in the glove for the first out.
Ball had a little bit of a tail going to it. Jordan Butler steps in, drew a walk, and scored a run his first time up.
Base is empty, one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Butler swings and misses at the first pitch. Really change-up speed there.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, this just, you know, you're used to facing pitchers that throw it a lot harder than this, and it really, really does mess up a hitter's balance, his timing. You know, you look at this balloon that kind of looks, or a pitch that comes in kind of looking like a balloon and stuff, and you think you ought to be able to kill it. And then
even Trayvon Hale, the catcher, is fielding the pitches in slow motion, it seems like. 1-1, the count on Butler. Next pitch. Outside, gets through the wickets, rolls to the backstop. 2 balls, 1 strike on Butler. Nick Kramer, the next pitch, swung and missed. That almost looked like a Bugs Bunny changeup.
Well, he's throwing the ball over the plate, though. That's the important part. His teammates appreciate that.
Something that Tyrone Daniels definitely had trouble doing, a swing and a miss. Butler strikes out. Second strikeout for Nick Kramer. 2 outs, bases empty, bottom of the second inning.
Now, in this situation, you got to, as a hitter, move way up to the front of the box and catch up to the pitch as quickly as you can for the most part.
Well, it's a learning experience for everyone involved, since outdoor time practicing for both teams has been really hard to come by.
Oh, yeah. Morgan Sims steps in for the Cardinals, playing left field.
Technically struck out, but he did manage to advance to first base's first at bat on the wild pitch. He did score one of the 11 runs that the Cardinals picked up in the first inning. They lead 11-0. 1-0 pitch to Sims on its way. 1-1 now the count.
Nice curveball.
Oh, it's 1 ball, 2 strikes now on Sims. I was just thinking, the signs have not been put out yet indicating the distances to the outfield fence. See if I can remember them from memory. We'll have to do that when we hit the top of third inning as Sims strikes out. The side goes down in order for Coldwater, but they still lead 11-0 over Battle Creek Central after 2 innings here in the nightcap. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you.
At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes.
You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service?
You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Around the WTVB scoreboard, Coldwater softball did win the opener of their doubleheader against Battle Creek Central 15-0. Not sure how many innings that went based on the information that you received, Al.
Yep.
They are currently leading bottom of the third inning in the nightcap 12-0 here in the nightcap. The baseball doubleheader, Coldwater leading 11-0 after winning the opener.
12-1.
Thank you. Somehow I forgot to write that down. Ian Wright will toss to Dominic Carson, Nick Kramer, and Jalen Moore, Battle Creek Central's 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the top of the third inning as the sun is starting to peek out from behind the clouds once again. Ian Wright continuing to do what he's been doing all game long, tossing a lot of strikes.
Our scorebooks are unofficial, but I had him coming into this inning at 22 pitches with 18 of them for strikes.
Next pitch bounces short of home plate. Bounces to the right of Harrell, rolling back to the Bearcat dugout, first base side. One ball, one strike on Carson. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes on Carson. That would be Dominic Carson. There is a relative, John Carson, who hit earlier in the lineup for the Bearcats. That's John and not Johnny. Another pitch bouncing in front of home plate. Good stop by Harrell. Two balls and two strikes. The top of the third inning here in the nightcap of the baseball doubleheader, Coldwater leading 11-0. All 11 runs scored in the first inning. Another pitch in the dirt.
It's the first three-ball count that Ian Wright has had in the first three innings of this game. Full count now on Carson.
Payoff pitch on its way.
Right down the middle.
Strike three called. It's Ian Wright's seventh strikeout. First out of the inning, that'll bring up Nick Kramer, who came into the game in relief of Bearcats starting pitcher Tyrone Daniels. He's been pretty effective on the hill so far.
Got all four hitters out that he's faced. Three strikeouts.
First pitch to Nick Kramer. Swung on and a flare to left field. First hit of the game. There goes the no-hitter. Oh, well. Morgan Sims fields and brings it back into the infield. First hit of the game for the Bearcats coming from Nick Kramer. Might as well name him player of the game at the end of the night.
First player that's put it in play in this game, anyway.
I'm looking down in the concourse, and I see Morgan Howard from the Coldwater softball team, so their doubleheader evidently is done. I'm going to assume that Coldwater finished off the shutout of Battle Creek Central. We'll try and get a final score of the nightcap before the evening is done. First pitch to Jalen Moore's strike. Twelve one in the opener. Currently, Coldwater baseball leading 11-0. Top of the third inning here in the nightcap. Swing and a miss. The next pitch, no balls, two strikes on Jalen Moore. Runner on at first. One out here in the top of the third frame. Comes the next pitch from Ian Wright. Now it's a two-strike count.
No, that was strike three. I was going to say, what's the guy standing there for? Yeah. Another called third strike for Ian Wright. Eight strikeouts out of eight outs for Ian Wright. Has given up a base hit, though.
So all the talk that we had earlier about how many innings you have to pitch to get an official no-hitter in high school baseball, kind of academic right now. There is a base runner, Nick Kramer, getting the only hit so far for Battle Creek Central. He's on board with two outs here on the top of the third inning. First pitch to Jared Miller. That was a strike, wasn't it?
Sure was, right down the middle.
As I was looking down at my score sheet briefly. Nothing. Cardinals on top of the Bearcats here in the nightcap. Next pitch, outside, the relay back to Ryan Mock. He knocks it down. No chance for Kramer to advance to second. One ball, one strike on Jared Miller, meanwhile. Ian Wright sets and delivers the next pitch. Swing and a high pop-up. Might be in play.
Nope.
The wind might have done its duty to carry it out of play. Miller now behind on the count, one ball and two strikes. Thinking back to the last hitter standing there for a couple of beats after he was rung up for strike three. I think his jaw might have hit the ground there too in disbelief at being struck out like that.
Well, obviously must have been a little bit nervous because he lost track of how many times he had swung or had a strike thrown by him.
Next pitch to Jared Miller is in the dirt. Good stop by Harrell. Good grab by Harrell. Two balls, two strikes on Miller. Cardinals lead 11-0 here, top of the third inning. Windup and the pitch. Another good stop by Harrell. Another quick pickup and looking Nick Kramer back to first base. Full count now on Miller. Two outs, runner on at first here in the top of the third inning. Payoff pitch swung back to the third level of the backstop. We'll try this again. Coldwater leading Battle Creek Central 11-0 here in the nightcap. Coldwater winning the opener by a final of 12-1.
And the Coldwater softball girls won their first game 15-0. They were up 12-0, and Wright sends down Jared Miller looking again.
Nine strikeouts for Ian Wright. Just one base runner. He's stranded at first. We head to the bottom of the third inning. 11-0 Cardinals in the nightcap. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Warner Oil Company and Steve Filson with us every day out on the road talking to farmers and getting an opportunity really to help folks in the farm community, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, we are. We service all of Branch County. We get into Calhoun County. We have all of Hillsdale County from our Roost Oil location in Reading.
Well, one of the things I know Warner Oil Company has prided itself in over the years, it's been that customer service of being there when somebody needs them.
Absolutely, service. That's what we really hang our hats on, and people can depend on us, especially with the farmers when they get in the field in the spring. We're going to keep them rolling. We don't want anybody to have to sit and wait for fuel.
Yeah, when they need it, they really need it. At the same time, they're always looking at some new products, and you've got something new in the world of diesel.
We're working with renewable diesel. It's a bean oil. It's completely different than the old biodiesel. We're mixing at it anywhere from 5% to 20%. We've had absolutely great success with it, and everybody really likes it. Any more information you need, please stop by Warner Oil Company. Our office is at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater, or call us at 278-5844.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for the nightcap. It's brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County, and right now a certain number three for the Coldwater Cardinals is looming rather large. Starting pitcher Ian Wright so far with nine strikeouts, no walks, and one hit.
Don't think he could give it to anybody else at this point.
That, of course, will make his parents, Glenn and Debbie Wright, very, very happy campers. Glenn Wright assisting Coach Ken Delaney on the varsity boys soccer team. As you may remember, in the fall, Ian Wright was the goalkeeper for the Cardinals.
Yep.
Back to the top of the order for Coldwater here in the bottom of the third inning. That's Maurer, Spangler, and Mock.
Grant Maurer, 2 for 2 in this game. 2 runs scored.
Squaring up to bunt. It's a beauty of a bunt. Rolling midway between third and home plate. Throw to first is not in time. He beats the throw. A bunt base hit for Grant Maurer.
Great bunt by Grant. Put it in exactly the right spot. Want the pitcher to field it. Make him run off as far off that mound as you can. But the great speed that Grant has, he was able to beat that out rather easily.
I suspect with the 11-0 lead that Coldwater enjoys right now, the boys are being asked to try a few different things here.
Well, you know, it's an opportunity to work on some things.
Especially since they hadn't really had the opportunity to do so over the course of the first couple weeks of practice.
Absolutely.
First pitch to Brendan Spangler is a ball. Throw back to first, and Maurer is back standing up. Nick Kramer, in relief of the starting pitcher Tyrone Daniels, has been doing an awfully good job.
Cardinals on top, 11-0 here, the top of the third inning.
Bottom of the third, a line drive, speared by the second baseman Robinson. No chance to double off Grant Maurer as Maurer was watching that. I don't even think he had a leadoff there.
Well, last couple guys that have made contact for the Cardinals have hit it hard. Michael Gillette with the hard line drive to the shortstop in the last inning, and Brendan Spangler with that line drive to the second baseman.
First out of the inning, that'll bring up Ryan Mock. First pitch to him, swung on, and a towering fly ball, curving foul. It's just an 0-1 count on the senior.
Ryan 1 for 3 in the opening game today. This game, he's walked twice and scored twice.
Next pitch to Mock, swing and a hard grounder off the handle, muffed by the shortstop, throw to second. That's all they'll get. Maurer out 6-4 for the second out of the inning. Mock on board on the fielder's choice. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Coldwater leading 11-0. That'll leave things up to Jeremy Harrell. First time we've able to get the names of the fielders in play here in this game for Battle Creek Central. Harrell had a triple his first at-bat. The first changeup got away from the catcher, Trayvon Hale. Even if it was an intense game situation, Mock wouldn't have been taking off at the pitch anyway. Want to know the count on Harrell. Next pitch is across for a strike. 1-1 on Harrell. 11-0 Coldwater on top here in the bottom of the third inning. A runner on at first with two outs. Next pitch in the dirt. Trayvon Hale getting quite a workout lunging toward the ball.
Got a real big workout in that first inning with Daniels on the mound.
Up, down, up, down, left, right, right?
Yep, Army golf, or Army baseball.
Swing and a pop-up. Shortstop is calling for it. He dives, he catches, and he hangs on to it. How about that for White?
Interesting defense being played by the second baseman here tonight for...
Not just the second baseman, but the entire middle of the infield. Cardinals leave a runner on after three. It's 11-0. Coldwater on top of Battle Creek Central in the nightcap. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Help cold water? We're stuck with aging inventory that's got to go.
Are you stuck to driving an old car you hate?
This month, if you help us, we'll help you get unstuck from your old ride.
Even if you've had credit problems in the past. Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna
from Rainbow Motor Sales. We can help you break free from the old car you hate. If you've had a job for 1 month or more and bring home at least $200 a week, you could be approved and driving home today. Are you feeling stuck with bad credit muck?
Our For the People credit approval process will work hard to unglue your bad credit luck.
Don't let bad credit keep you stuck. You could drive a nicer, newer car today.
But come quick. This offer won't stick around for long.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales Coldwater.
Or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
11 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 2 runners left for Coldwater, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 left for Battle Creek Central. We've reached the top of the 4th inning. The Bearcats will be sending up their 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Fraley, Hale, and John Carson.
Well, none of these 3 hitters had any luck with Ian Wright, as 9 out of the 10 hitters that he's faced haven't had any luck, all of them going down on strikes.
Except for Nick Kramer, the relief pitcher.
Right. He was the 10th out of the 1 out of the 10 of the 9. So Fraley took a call, third strike, his first time up.
First pitch is a strike down the middle. Right with the next pitch. Same spot in the plate, 0-2. Outside and just below the belt, Ian Wright has been pitching the ball to Fraley. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3.
Just like that.
10th strikeout.
Keeps it rolling.
Does that record sheet indicate a record for a number of strikeouts in a game?
Let me take a look here.
As Trayvon Hale gets ready to step inside the right side batter's box.
Strikeouts in a season. Does not.
Well, I would think that Coach Spangler might want to create one after this one. This game is over with. First pitch of Trayvon Hale is in the dirt and a good stop by Jeremy Harrell. One ball, no strikes. Bases empty, one out, top of the 4th inning. Coldwater on top, 11-0. Next pitch from Ian Wright is on its way. Swing and a miss, 1-1. What has Ian Wright been most effective doing in his delivery to the plate?
Well, the biggest thing he's doing, and number one, he's keeping it consistent, and the other thing, I mean, he's throwing strikes. He's been to 1 3-ball count, 2 3-ball counts in this game.
See, one of them was to a Dominic Carson.
And the other was to Jared Miller, the leadoff hitter.
In his last at-bat.
And Wright struck them both out after getting to that 3-ball count.
Two balls and 2 strikes on Hale.
Okay.
Next pitch from Wright. Swung and missed for strike 3. 11 strikeouts now for Ian Wright.
Just 1 hit in this game for Battle Creek Central.
That'll leave things up to John Carson. Struck out swinging his first at bat and a relay from Jeremy Harrell to Ryan Mock. The old K2-3 to complete that put out. Back in the 2nd inning. First pitch here, a curveball in there for a strike. Right, working quickly as the shadows getting a little bit lengthier. Just missed outside on the curveball, 1-1. Swing Swing and a miss. The next pitch, Carson behind on the count, 1-2.
Not only behind on the count, but behind on the swing as well. And Ian seems to have picked up a little bit of velocity since last year.
Fastball, good stop by Harrell once again. Two balls, two strikes on Carson. The windup, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a high pop-up. It's in play. It's curving into foul territory. Did Ian Wright hang on to it? Yes, he did! Sliding grab in front of the Battle Creek Central dugout for the third out of the inning.
First put out by somebody other than Harrell in this game.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, 11-0 Coldwater in the nightcap over Battle Creek Central. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494 for a tour. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger, the number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today. Or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater scheduled to send up Brandon Lewis, Martin Johnston, and Michael Gillette, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Coldwater with an 11-0 lead over the Bearcats. That's 11 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 2 runners left. For the Cardinals, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 left for the Bearcats.
Well, Coach Spangler might go to his bench a little bit here this inning. Actually, I think he is right away.
Chris Vandenhout getting ready to step into the left side batter's box. Might see some substitutions out on the field, too.
Chris did play in game number one, went 0-for-1, but did score a run for the Cardinals after drawing a walk.
First pitch is a grounder on a couple of hops to Johnson, the first baseman, steps on the bag for the first out.
Chris actually drew 2 walks in game number one.
Austin Johnson, the first baseman for Battle Creek Central, with a putout. Now stepping in will be Bradford Duke, or Brady to his friends and his family. It's batting for Martin Johnston. First pitch is in there for a ball. Notice that Coach Spangler is bringing in a litany of left-handers. Next pitch to Duke is a strike on the inner part of the plate. Michael Gillette is on deck for Coldwater. 11-0, they lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. A foul tip off the handle. Duke behind on the count, 1-2.
Behind the count, but way ahead on the swing.
Probably the first time that a lot of these hitters have faced pitching that's not batting practice type pitching. At least in the context of this season. 2-2 now the count on Duke. He laid off on an inside curveball. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, and the ball gets away from Trayvon Hale. Duke is going to advance to first despite striking out. It's a strikeout and a passed ball, putting Duke on at first with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Michael Gillette now stepping in for the Cardinals. Drew a walk his first time up, scored a run, and hit a hard line drive to the shortstop who made a nice play on him in inning number two.
First pitch from Nick Kramer to Michael Gillette. Change up outside. One ball, no strikes. Duke with a three-step leadoff of first base. Keep Kramer honest. Another changeup is across for a strike. One ball, one strike on Michael Gillette. Coldwater leading 11-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on at first with one out. Well, the rare pitches by Nick Kramer that wasn't changeup speed missed outside, 2-1. I would think, Al, that you would have in your shopping list before our next broadcast in a couple of weeks, cough drops.
Yeah, if I remember.
Swing and a grounder rolling out to right field, a base hit for Michael Gillette, his first of the game.
I remember using the last of my Hall's mentholyptus at the last basketball game, actually.
And now we got to move the microphone up toward your lips. There we go. Jordan Butler stepping in. Runners on at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I remember that bag of Hall's cough drops lasted you a couple of years, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
You only seem to need to use it during baseball season in prodigious numbers.
Yeah, generally that's my toughest time.
Should be easier since we'll be doing most of our games from inside this lovely press box here at Lau Field.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if we can inquire about getting some soundproofing here. Two and oh, the count on Butler. Now it's 2-1. Coldwater on top, 11-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The way things are going, we might not even need to turn on the field lights for the first time. Change up, curveball missed outside, three balls and a strike on Butler. Sims is on deck. Next pitch from Kramer, check swing. Ball four, bases are loaded. First real trouble that the relief pitcher for Battle Creek Central, Nick Kramer, has faced.
It's going to bring Morgan Sims to the plate for Coldwater.
If I'm looking at this correctly, that is the first walk given up by Nick Kramer.
That's correct.
Just had to swings at the first pitch, grounder to the shortstop, relayed to second. One run scores to make it 12-0. Sims on board on the fielder's choice. Butler tagged out 6-4 for the second out. Gillette advancing to third, and Brady Duke coming home to make it 12-0.
Now batting for the Cardinals, number 47, Austin Krasminski.
Grant Maurer apparently is done. Austin Krasminski will step off and take the first pitch for a ball. Runners at the corners now with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch, swing, and a fly ball, shallow left field, and it drops in between a Bermuda Triangle of fielders. Throw to third is not going to be in time. A double for Austin Krasminski. Gillette scores to make it 13-0. We're in a situation where a couple more runs here by the Cardinals would end the game on the 15-run mercy rule. Did I say 12-0? It's now 13-0.
13-0, yep. Brendan Spangler stepping in for Coldwater. Feel safe on a fielder's choice. Nope, excuse me. Was not safe on a fielder's choice his first time up. Went out pitcher to the first baseman. Got hit by a pitch, scored a run, and lined out to the second baseman in the third inning. So he could end this game right now with a base hit.
Next pitch missed outside. It's two balls and no strikes on Spangler. Next pitch, swing and a miss. It should be two balls and a strike on Spangler. I got that counted correctly.
Well, I'll believe you. Kind of lost track there.
Easy to do. We don't have a scoreboard functioning at this time to rely on. Swing and a fly ball, right center field. Camping out under it is Fraley.
It's going to end the inning for the Cards.
What I thought. The Cardinals do bring home a couple to make it 13-0 after four complete. You're listening to Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Ian writes, night on the hill is done, and what a terrific night it was. One hit, no runs, no walks, and 11 strikeouts.
Not too shabby a start to the season for young Ian Wright.
Brandon Lewis, the sophomore, coming in to relieve him. Not a safe situation since the Cardinals are leading 11-0 as we head to the top of the fifth inning.
We have Jordan Butler in the game now at first base for Coldwater.
Did I say 11-0? I meant 13-0 as the Cardinals did pick up a couple of runs there in the bottom of the fourth inning. 13 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 4 left for the Cards. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 1 left for the Bearcats.
Randall Linton enters the game at third base for the Cardinals. Brady Duke stays in the game in right field for the Cardinals.
Good thing you're paying attention to all the little details. Swing and a miss. First pitch from Brandon Lewis to Wendell White is a strike. Next pitch is inside and a called strike on White, 0-2. Oh, a promising start for Brandon Lewis in the top of the fifth inning. Next pitch, called strike 3.
And just like that, the strikeout parade continues.
12th strikeout for Cardinal pitchers in this game. The first for Brandon Lewis after 11 from Ian Wright. Up to the plate is Austin Johnson for Battle Creek Central. Bearcats are wearing navy blue jerseys with cats across the middle. And gray pants, navy blue numerals with gold trim. Johnson swings and misses at the first pitch. The Cardinals in their classic white jerseys with red undershirts, red numerals, and red striping down the side. Swing and a grounder bounces foul to the third base side. Johnson behind on the count, 0-2. Bases empty, one out, top of the fifth inning. The Cardinals leading 13-0. Called out, looking for the second strikeout of the inning. Second out of the inning, second strikeout for Brandon Lewis. And another slow reaction from the hitter for Battle Creek Central. Last chance for the Bearcats will come in the form of Dominic Carson.
Carson called out on strikes, his first attempt.
First pitch is a strike.
Brandon Lewis just picking up where Ian Wright left off and pounding that strike zone.
You know, one pitch to Dominic Carson, a swing and a miss for strike two. Battle Creek Central's down to their last strike. Cardinals leading 13-0. The 10-run mercy rule would come into effect with a final out of this inning, unless the Bearcats can put, four runs up on the board, right?
Yep.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
1-2, the count on Carson. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, the game is over, and the Cardinals sweep the twin bill.
Well, pretty impressive job of pitching by the Cardinals in game number two here. Ian Wright with 11 strikeouts, and then Brandon Lewis comes in and gets three more. Cardinal pitchers Ian Wright just giving up the one hit. The Cardinals come away with a victory and the sweep tonight, winning game two 13-0 after taking the opener 12-1.
Well, for the Cardinals here in this game, 13 runs on 7 hits, no errors, 4 runners left. They improved to 2-0, both in the SMAC East and overall. The Bearcats, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 left on base. They dropped to 0-2. Ian Wright, as we mentioned, the winning pitcher, giving up just the 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. Heck of a line sheet for Ian Wright.
Absolutely a great way for Ian to start the season and for the Cardinals to sweep the twin bill and set them on their way to Florida. I believe they'll leave late Thursday afternoon or mid-Thursday afternoon. So congratulations to Coach Spangler and the Cardinals tonight, and have a safe trip down to Florida and a safe week down there. Hopefully they have good weather and they'll come back and jump right back into things on Tuesday after they get back. Actually, on Saturday when they get back, hopefully.
That would be for the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Invitational on April 12th. Cardinals sweep the twin bill 12-1 and 13-0, both games ending in 5 innings on the mercy rule. We'll take this break and bring you our post-game wrap-up after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Baseball on WTVB.
Why go anywhere but Michiana's biggest dealer to find the trailer you need for hauling horses, livestock, any cargo that needs hauling? Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV. They have what it takes to get down to the business of getting down to business. Why mess with anything less than the best? At Haylett, the selection list starts with Sundowner, but don't stop there. Take a look at Exus, Corn Pro, Lakota, Hoosier, Bison, and more. Everything from living quarter horse trailers to accommodate you and your biggest and best pal, to stock trailers, two horse bumper pulls, and more. Got it yet? This is no rinky-dink outfit. Got a trailer that needs a little help? Check out Haylett's service department. But if your trailer's seen better days, Haylett takes trade-ins, has deep dealer discounts, and on-the-spot financing to make it happen for you. Horse Sense says you'd have to be the south end of a northbound horse to buy a trailer from anybody but a guy with horses. So hightail it to Haylett for the trailer you need. Haylett Auto and RV, US 12 East of I-69, Coldwater, on the web at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
The warmer weather makes it a lot more appealing to be out and about. And while you're out, why not see what they're all about at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater? You'll discover delicious dinners starting with choice Black Angus, seafood, and weekly specials. They also know all about the fun of meeting friends for a drink with 24 beers on tap and daily happy hours from 4 to 6. So the next time you're out, see what they're all about at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. Let Nottawa Gas help you transform your yard into an oasis of nature. They stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, and bird baths for all of your feathered friends, as well as nest boxes and wood duck boxes and nesting materials. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them anytime online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Lau Field on the corner of Hatch Avenue and Green Street in Coldwater on the Coldwater High School campus. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Tsai. The Cardinals open up the 2014 season with a sweep. The SMAC East doubleheader against Battle Creek Central, 12-1 in the opener, 13-0 in the nightcap. Both games ending after 5 innings on the mercy rule.
Yeah, good way for the Cardinals to start out, obviously, with the two wins, both by double-digit scores, 12-1 and 13-0. So the boys came to play tonight, obviously. Their opponent tonight, not the strongest way to start out, but...
We were actually talking before we hit the air about things potentially being rough for this opening doubleheader of the season before the spring break. It was seemed to be rougher for Battle Creek Central.
Oh, yeah. You know, that program has been down again, you know, for a few years now, and it's unfortunate. I think this might be Coach Young's second year that he's been at the helm at Battle Creek Central, and he obviously has a little bit of work ahead of him, but he wasn't left with much as far as having anything in the tank, to bring back this year and whatnot. So, you know, unfortunately for Battle Creek Central, they've got some work to do. It's not going to be easy for Coach Young to build that program back up, but I'm sure that Coach Spangler will have some insight onto Coach Young here momentarily. But, again, the Battle Creek program just down a bit again in but the Cardinals did what they had to do, and you got to be impressed with the way the pitchers pitched tonight. And I think Coach Spangler might
elucidate
say something about that.
Sure, Randy Spangler joining us on our postgame show. Your take on how this first doubleheader of the season went, considering how he didn't have that many days to practice, and it's before spring break.
Well, I think elation by our team. I mean, it was just fun to get outside and play and do something. We haven't done enough to be out, truthfully. But, I know the kids don't worry about that much. We do a little bit. But we were pleasantly surprised by everything. The pitchers threw strikes. We fielded the ball. We had a little trouble to start the game. A little bit of nerves, a little bit of wind. But all in all, I thought it was a pretty good job. Could have swung the bats maybe a little better. But our goal in the doubleheader was to go out and swing and be aggressive. So maybe we weren't quite as selective as we could have been. But still, all in all, pretty good performance. Heard Al talking about Battle Creek Central a little bit. They are struggling a little bit, but they're out here playing. They come after it. They keep their head up, play hard, and if you put a little pressure on them, though, things tend to fall apart, and I think we did that well.
I was going to say, in that nightcap, after the starting pitcher for Tyrone Daniels had a rough first inning, the replacement, Nick Kramer, did a pretty decent job. So getting back to what you're saying about continuing to play hard.
Right, and he did do a nice job. He had the nice little curveball spinner that kind of put us on our front foot about four times in at bat. But, you're going to have to do that. You play teams like that, you get into the depth of the pitching, it's not always going to be hard, 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 and we just had to adjust a little bit. But with the weather, it was a little cool. We weren't used to being outside either, and, the pitchers pounded the strike zone. I mean, Grant did a good job. Brandon did well, Jordan did well, but I thought Ian really kind of stepped it up there. We were kind of worried and thought we should take him out after he gave up one hit ball. But no, it was awesome, and we were excited, and it's going to give us a good boost heading to Florida.
Well, that's good, Randy. I know I didn't see the first part of the first game, but as you mentioned, the pitchers pounding the strike zone. They were ahead in the count almost all night long, and I think Ian only went to 2-3 ball counts in his three innings of work or so out there, four innings of work and whatnot. So obviously you got to be real pleased with that, the way the pitchers performed tonight.
Yes, so we are. It's good. Yeah. I mean, it would have been good to get Jordan and Brandon, and then, we have Marty Johnson and, a list of others there we could go through that still want to. But probably tomorrow we'll get out here and do a little scrimmage and get a little action going there and play and keep pitchers throwing and see how it goes tomorrow. Not really a live setting with playing a game, but as close as we can get. And then we're getting on the bus where it's going to get real warm.
I was going to say, tell us about that itinerary on the Florida trip.
Well, we get down there. We leave Thursday at 4 o'clock. We get down there on Friday, and it's a little different this year. Usually we waited till the late afternoon and went to a Tigers game first, then went to practice. But obviously the Tigers are already out of town, and they wouldn't fly back in for us to watch them. So we get there and we'll do that. We got a little R&R. We got a lot of bus lag, we like to call it. Saturday we'll go practice. We're going to start a little later, and then we're having a big to-do about whether that's the only day we can really go to the pro game in Tampa Bay. But I think since Michigan State both lost Sunday, they're not too worried about staying home. So we'll get over and watch Texas play Tampa Bay. And then Sunday we practice again. Then we have our big bowling tournament where The coaches like to think we reign supreme on them because we try and set up the team so we can win. But then Monday we'll go hard again and have some fun at the arcade. And Tuesday we take a light day to get ready for the scrimmage. On Wednesday, the big red-white matchup, and we'll go to a theme park. Then Wednesday night, I think we're going to go to the minor league affiliate. We'll be in town, the Flying Tigers, so we're going to go to that. And before you blink, we're going to be on the bus at 1 o'clock coming home Thursday.
Well, the big thing is you're going to be somewhere warm.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that. But that's a great trip. I've been on it. I've had the occasion to be on that with you a few years and whatnot, and it's a great opportunity for the kids. You know, you and I have talked before. You know, some of these kids haven't even been across the state line sometimes, you know, when you go down there. But to go through all the states and see the different change in the topography, and then obviously you get to Florida and it's nice and warm, and you get to play some real baseball.
Yes.
Not that this wasn't tonight, but
no,
you know what I'm talking about.
No, but we're excited to go down there and
sweat
and
a little bit.
Yeah, and we got a lot of things to work on yet. We know we're a long way from ready to start. We get back the 3-game Saturday, and then bang right into Gull Lake on Tuesday, and you know, it's going to be a tough schedule, and we're going to have to work at it. So I think everybody will be excited to get it rolling, and away we go.
Let's talk a little bit about the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Invitational. Who's coming in for that tournament?
You guys always ask me that, and I get in trouble with that. I believe
he wasn't going to ask you. I was.
Whiteford's coming, and Hamilton. I think that's who we play.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fremont, and Sheboygan. Sheboygan's taking their spring trip to Coldwater next weekend. So
this is warm for them,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. So they're coming down. They're going to try and get a game with somebody on Friday, and then I think that 6 team's probably going to elude me since we have 3 of those and just set it up and tried to figure out everybody. But it's a good one. Then the following weekend we have another one after we get Gull Lake in, and so it'll be pretty. Pretty good baseball.
Hitting the ground running after the trip back from Florida.
Right, and the kids are ready for that. A lot of people say, wow, you're going to play 3 games. Well, after you coop them up on that bus, and we do a lot of good things scrimmage-wise, we can't and won't scrimmage or play anybody down there. So they're excited to get going, and so are we. So we'll let it fly and see what happens.
Make sure you bring some warm weather back with you. You know, we've been on that trip again before, and we've come back to snow and thunderstorms and cold weather and nice weather too.
Yeah, we're going to try.
So bring some nice weather back. So
Randy Spangler, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal baseball team, congratulations, and we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks for the Gull Lake doubleheader.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Randy Spangler joining us on our post-game show. The Coldwater Cardinals sweeping the doubleheader from Battle Creek Central 12-1, 13-0, both games ending in 5 innings. One last break for McDonald's of Branch County, and then we'll name our McDonald's player of the game for the nightcap.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll, so it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Whether McDonald's player of the game for the nightcap, and really, player of the game deliberations don't come any easier than naming Ian Wright for the stellar pitching performance he had in the nightcap. One hit, no walks, 11 strikeouts, and a 13-0 shutout.
Not too shabby.
And just in 4 innings of work, too.
Faced 13 hitters. Retired 12 of them, one lone bloop base hit to left field is all he gave up. And as you mentioned, no runs, no earned runs, no walks, 11 strikeouts. So obviously this is a no-brainer. We could pick this one with our eyes closed tonight almost, Sean. But Ian Wright gets my vote as well for McDonald's Player of the Game.
as the Coldwater Cardinals again sweep the baseball doubleheader to open up the 2014 season 12-1 in five innings, 13-0 in five innings. So as we mentioned, it's down to Florida and then back here for the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Invitational on April 12th. And then back into Smack East play 2 weeks from tonight. The Cardinals going up against probably one of the better teams in the Smack East historically, the defending division champion, Gull Lake Blue Devils.
It's always tough when you go up against the Blue Devils, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, but they're usually awfully good in baseball, and they've had a longtime coach up there. His name escapes me right now, but you know, the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Tournament is always fun. We appreciate them stepping up and being our sponsor for that tournament going forward. And they made some other nice donations to the baseball softball project. I think at some point their name's actually going to go up on the scoreboard here at Lau Field along with the Sunrise Rotary Group. But, you know, and then right back into the thick of things for the Cardinals. So a great trip to Florida. The kids will have a wonderful time down there. Just hope that they have a safe trip down and a safe week down there. Nobody gets hurt. They will come back with some sunburn, I can guarantee you that, and probably a few sore arms and everything, but Coach Spangle will get those kinks worked out, and we're right back into the season. So it's nice to be able to say it's baseball season.
Yes, especially since it looked really dicey about a week ago toward getting this doubleheader in and in the scorebook.
Absolutely. So we deserve some nice weather going forward here, and hopefully that'll be the case coming up.
A doubleheader between Coldwater and Gull Lake from here at Lau Field coming up 2 weeks from today on Tax Day, April 15th. You and I, Mike Side, for live game coverage. The first pitch for the first game of the doubleheader at 4. We will join the doubleheader in progress at 5:30 or following that Tuesday's edition of the Evening Journal. But between then and now, a couple of Sprint Cup races coming up here on WTVB. This Sunday from Texas Motor Speedway, it's the Duck Commander 500. Duck Commander, it's the guys from Duck Dynasty, as you probably know.
I figured as much.
The PRN guys will have coverage of that race beginning at 2 this coming Sunday. And then next Saturday, April 12th, it'll be the Bojangles Southern 500 from Darlington Raceway, the track too tough to tame. The Southern 500 taking place right close to Easter, actually, this year. Actually, a week away from Easter. MRN radio coverage of the Southern 500 getting underway Saturday, April 12th at 6 in the evening. And then once again, you and I, Mike Side, 2 weeks from tonight, April 15th, Coldwater Baseball against the Gull Lake Blue Devils. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Pat Lau Field. For Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner Al Rackesy, Sean Watson signing off from the baseball home of the Cardinals. In the opening doubleheader of the 2014 season, the Cardinals sweep the Battle Creek Central Bearcats 12-1, 13-0, both games ending after five innings. Until April 15th. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.